The Lion and the Thief. Once upon a time, the king of the jungle, the lion, went out for hunting. He sat at his regular place and started gazing carefully. Very soon, he found a beautiful fat golden deer running here and there. His mouth watered, and he caught the deer and got his hunt done. Lion then carried the deer in his cave. While he was walking to the cave, his mouth watered in excitement to eat that deer. Then the lion started eating his meal. While he was eating the flesh of the deer, he realized that this food was hard to come by and was a real treat. So he decided that he would store the food so he could enjoy it later as well. He decided to store the food somewhere in the cave. He then left the cave happily. The next morning, the lion felt very hungry. And he came to the cave, and he was shocked to see that the tasty food he had buried there was no longer in the cave. Yesterday, the place where he had hidden the food, the deer heart, it had disappeared. He understood that
someone definitely stole my food. And in the house of Jungle's King,
Lion was terribly angry. He was so angry that he shivered all the animals and trees of the jungle with his roar. All the birds flew away from the trees, and all the animals were also frightened very much. Lion was fiercely angry now, and what every animal and bird had this question in mind. In the meantime, a fox, shivering with fear, entered the cave. He was badly scared, but did not show it, as he was the prime minister of the Lion King.
My lord, sir, what happened to you?
Asked the fox, with shivering voice.
You are asking what happened. I had stored the heart of the deer to eat in my cave, and it has been stolen. You are my minister. This is how you serve your way of managing?
Fox got even more scared with this question. His face turned yellow out of fear. He was shivering.
I shall leave now. I shall leave.
Tell me, who is the thief? Get me the thief right now!
Lion ordered the fox.
Yes, sir. I think yesterday when you left the cave, there was a wolf walking around. He was very nervous and was shivering with fear. I think he might have stolen your food. If you say so, I can start the investigation.
What investigation? Get that bloody rascal wolf! I will see him die!
Lion ordered instantly. Fox saved his life and came out of the cave and searched for the wolf in this jungle and took him in front of the lion. Seeing the wolf, the lion shouted at him,
"You rascal! You stole my food! I will kill you!"
My lord, I did not. Lord of the jungle, I did not steal your food. The thief is in front of you.
Wolf said this, indicating towards the fox.
Well, say the truth. Don't lie.
My lord, king of the jungle, yesterday I had seen this fox burping while coming out of your cave.
Wolf quickly replied.
No, my lord, he is lying. This fox is the only thief.
Both were blaming each other. Therefore, the lion got even more annoyed.
You both will not listen like this. Come, come. I'll take you in front of the jungle tree and make you tell the truth.
They started to go to the jungle, but then found that the magical jungle tree was right outside their cave.
And seeming very angry, she said,
Lion, you are the king of the jungle. What kind of management are you doing here?
But what happened? What has troubled you, Jungle Tree?
Lion asked very humbly.
Look, I had one of the beautiful flowers on one of my stems. It's been stolen. You cared more about your stuff that was stolen than me,
she said in a huff and disappeared. The lion could not utter a word about his problem in front of the already angry Jungle Tree. He forgot his anger and took both animals back to the cave. He then decided to find a solution to this problem on his own. He stared at both with red eyes and said in a loud voice,
Confess whoever is the thief. Confess now, otherwise I will kill you both. This way, the thief will anyway die, but the innocent will also die.
Lion started looking at the fox and wolf at the same time, and just before the lion could grab them, the fox suddenly fell on one knee and started crying.
Sir, my lord, please, please forgive me. I am the thief. I stole your food.
Listening to this, Wolf was relieved, and the lion killed the fox. Intelligent people understand the language of words.
Roar!
And idiots listen to the sticks. The end.